Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Bob and Ray Show with Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding.
Wow.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome once more to another in this never-ending series of public service programs.
Is that actually the way this thing works out? It's a public service?
Sure, we serve the public here. We have all kinds of things to help the public be served, too.
Well,
Stanley,
I know.
Are you going to finish that roast beef sandwich?
No, and I have a little bit of a peanut butter sandwich saved over from last week. I'll let you have it if you'd like.
No, boys, none of that talk. Just get to your program, the funny part.
The funny part.
Yes. Yeah,
well, Mary, this isn't exactly funny, really, but I think it is something that we all should know more about. Last week, we stumbled on one of our most unusual guests to date, I think. A man who fortunately is here in the East for a few days and who's kindly consented to come up to the show today and tell us a little bit about something, as I say, we should know more about. His name is Carlton L. Gabby Hummanhill. Mr. Hummanhill, welcome to Bob and Ray and welcome to our studio.
Well, thank you and hello, America. It's a privilege for me to be here.
As I understand it, sir, you're connected in some way with the government. Is that right?
I'm connected with the government.
In some way.
You understand properly.
Yeah.
I am the Interbureau Coordinator for different governmental offices on the West Coast. California, Oregon, Washington, and several of the others.
And your job is to coordinate the inter-bureaus out that way?
Well, not exactly that, Mr. Elliott, no. I coordinate all inter-bureau memos and different matters pertaining to the proper functioning of a governmental office here on the West Coast.
Well, what brings you here to the East? What are you doing here?
Well, I'm here to find out exactly what I am to do. Now, I went out there on a governmental order, and I set up this office.
They gave you the funds and everything to set the office up with?
Well, no, they didn't. There's been no money forthcoming from our national capital, which is Washington. I don't know whether
you know
that.
Yes, they did.
And
they merely sent you a directive saying that you were to establish the office, huh?
That's right, exactly. And I went ahead and I hired a whole floor of a business building in California, and I find that I'm pretty embarrassed on payday. I went ahead and hired four people.
Uh-huh.
I have a girl there answering the phone. It hasn't rung. As a matter of fact, we don't have any phones in yet.
Oh, I see.
We're working on that now.
Do you think it was wise to establish such a big office when you don't know exactly what you're going to do, or are you sure that you will need that space?
I didn't hear what you said. What did you say?
Do you think you'll need all of the space that you have there?
Well, that's a problem. It's a question that we'll answer when we get to it.
What have you heard from the government since you opened the office? Anything?
Not a word. I do have a few Army regulations, but they don't seem to fit into this office at all.
My
job eventually will be to travel throughout the far West into the state capitals and to help coordinate the interbureaus.
Mm-hmm.
And as of right now, I am stymied in as much as I don't have any money to travel with. As a matter of fact, I myself...
Spending your own money, are you?
Yes, I am, and I'm going through it pretty quickly.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm sure they'll come along and
help
you out. Hello. They'll come along and help you out just as soon as they realize you're there and set up and ready to go to work.
Well, I don't know as they will. I am in contact now with Washington, and there again, I don't know who to contact there.
Uh-huh.
I suppose I should wire maybe the president or somebody and find out just what I am supposed to do.
Well, as soon as you do find out, will you promise to come back and give
us
an up-to-the-minute report on how things are going?
It's been a privilege and a distinguished honor for me to be here in your program today, you fellas.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it very much,
Mr.
and I want to thank you for giving me this free radio time.
Mary, I notice you have an awfully big stack of mail there. Did that all come in this morning?
Well, Bob, it's in response to my plea, as you know, for a new name for sour cream.
Oh, yes, you
mentioned
that last week.
I just can't stand that name, and I like sour cream, you see.
Well, we all, a good many people do, and there are a good many people, I think, probably, who haven't tried it because of the name.
That's it exactly, Bob. You put your finger right on it there, and I thought
I got a little on my sleeve, too.
Oh, stop that.
Matter of fact.
Yes, of course. They are.
But this mail is all in response to your request for a new name for sour cream.
Yes, and we've had some wonderful suggestions, and as I said before, we are not accepting sweet. because we thought of that one ourselves.
Yeah,
ladies,
that would be too easy.
Surely.
We want a completely new name for it, something more attractive to the ear.
That's right, something that will make it attractive to eat. Now, sour cream in itself is a real delicacy, but when you tell people, will you have a bowl of sour cream, they go, oh, not for me.
I know. I've seen that happen a good many times.
Yes, indeed, of course.
Well, let's hope that you
keep
getting
it for
us. But
if you have excuse me, Bob, please.
Go ahead.
Now, if you have a suggestion, just drop it along to Sour, NBC, New York.
That address again.
Sour, NBC, New York, and it will get to us, I'm sure.
Now, Mary, I see that one of our newscasters has arrived, so, Ray, if you'll just take Mary's chair there.
Oh, here you are, Ray.
Go ahead,
Mary. I didn't mean to.
That's all right. You go over and sit down over there, Mary.
Yes, I'll be all right. Don't worry about me and all, boys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, friends, we have now Peter Gorey and his chuckles in the news. He appears on our program now and again, and he spends the day in the newsroom here at NBC scaring up odd stories in the news. And now, Peter Gorey.
Thank you, Ray, and good evening, everybody. Today's funny chuckle in the news comes from Crumlift, Iowa. It seems that an 84-year-old man was running out of the house he was to be evicted from tomorrow to assist his daughter, who was being carried away in the jaws of an escaped tiger, when he tripped and fell, breaking his left leg. Hearing his cries, his wife, 82, rushed to him and tripped on the same step, oddly enough, falling and breaking her left leg. Together, the two old people managed to crawl into the house, but the funny part of the story is that the couple was soon overcome by escaping gas fumes from a faulty stove in which they were baking a kidney pie for a sick neighbor who later died. And that's today's chuckle in the news. Until tomorrow.
A moment, Peter. Here's a late bulletin.
Oh, here's a bulletin just handed to me. Thank you. A man killed while attempting suicide. Where does he dig those things up?
I don't know, and I wish he wouldn't bother. So long, Peter, and don't think that you have to hurry back.
I won't be.
Isn't he awful? He's dreadful. Where'd you ever find that?
I don't know. He finds those stories on the back pages of things.
Oh, thoroughly discouraging, to say the least.
Look, Mary, it's music time now on today's show. We have the Bob and Ray musical type trio all set with a grand offering.
Oh, this is beautiful. This Can't Be Love.
This Can't Be Love, and it's time now for Steve Bosco. News around the baseball circuit brought to you by the new short Sturdly cigarette.
A cigarette that doesn't travel the smoke half as far.
Gives you a hot smoke.
Now, here's just the thing for you men who want a quick hot puff when the going gets rough.
You see, they're just half as long as a regular cigarette. You light one, inhale, and presto, you burn your fingers. It's that quick.
Short Sturdly is the cigarette that burns and burns and burns.
Here's what Boris Crumlift, star fire eater with one of America's top circuses, says.
After a busy day swallowing fire, I always reach for a Short Sturdly.
So look for the black pack with the name Sturdly Shorts and the picture of the bellowing blast furnace. And I'm on the phone. Come in, Steve Bosco.
Hello. Bob and Ray, Steve Bosco calling.
Yeah. What's the baseball
news? Well, as you know, a baby blanket can cover the first 14 from the junior loop, the American
right.
League.
Yes, sir.
The,
hello?
The New York Yankees, the Cleveland Indians, the Boston Red Sox, and the Chicago White Sox are all right up there, tight as a bug on a rock.
All bunched up.
Hello,
there.
Hello there.
Hello.
Oh, we're cut off.
No.
And,
where are you calling from today?
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
That's right. I don't know how I got here. I had planned to head east, as you know.
Yeah.
Because tomorrow, Cleveland will be playing in New York. and Chicago and Boston, the first four teams. Hello there.
Hello, we're
Look,
here.
I'm in financial trouble, fellas, and I'm going to have some sort of relief.
Didn't you get our check, the one we sent last week?
Yes, I did, but I used it. And I was in a prior engagement, so to speak. I was wrapped up in a little trouble up in Detroit. You remember the All-Star game?
You mean you
and,
used that money for extracurricular activities?
Hello.
Hello.
This is Steve Bosco. Look, I thought I'd give you a quick rundown on the Florida League. Tampa is leading. They've won 62 and dropped 32.
Well,
in the Gulf Coast League, Corpus Christi's heading the loop, 65 and 39. They got a percentage there of 625.
That's
Hello?
Fine. Very good.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
And in the Big State League, Gainesville is topping. Has 159 and dropped 37. Their average is 615.
Yeah, well, look, we want to know more about the American League.
Now, look, will you send me some money? $400 or $500. Just address it to Steve Bosco, care of the most expensive hotel in Cincinnati.
Well, let's have some real news tomorrow.
And you'll never regret it. Hello?
Hello.
So, will you get that off as soon as possible?
Yeah.
You'll never regret it.
Okay, sign
now,
up.
Now, this is Steve Bosco rounding third and being thrown out at home.
What about him, Bob?
I don't know. We keep sending him money, keeps getting into trouble, and what's he giving us in the way of baseball information?
Well,
I don't know.
He had some wonderful information, obviously, from the sporting news.
Yeah, I think he took it out word for word there.
Sure, he had a whole bunch of league standings and ran through them. He's not fooling me a bit. I know him from way back.
Well
look, friends. Excuse me, Bob. Were you talking?
No, I said maybe he'll improve.
Oh, well, it's time once again.
But I doubt it.
For Bob and Ray's Monday feature. Yes, sir, time to play that wonderful new game, Thing for a Day. And now here's the man that helps you play Thing for a Day, that lovable, unpredictable master of ceremonies, the man all America loves, Larry Lovecraft.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, George. And hello there, ladies across the nation. We have a wonderful program and a wonderful guest for you this afternoon. I want to introduce her right away because she certainly is our thing for today, and there's no question about that. Come on up here, honey. This is Mrs. Amanda L. Gabby Hummonhill.
Thank you very much.
Isn't she wonderful, ladies? Of course she is. How old are you, Mother?
Hello.
Hello. Yes. How old are you?
I'm almost 73.
Almost 73? Isn't that great? Tell me, let me give you a little kiss before we start things here.
Now, don't you put your hand on me, you monster.
Well,
no, I don't want you to think just because I come to a radio studio, you can kiss me.
Well, look, how about you telling all the listeners why you were picked as our thing for today?
Well, when I came into the studio, I filled out the card and you selected me because I help young Boy Scouts so much.
Help Boy Scouts? How do you help them? Isn't that great?
Oh, cross streets.
Help them cross the street.
In their not work.
Uh-huh.
In many, many ways.
Oh, well, I think that is wonderful. Can I call you Amanda, Mrs. Hummonhill?
No, call me Mrs. Hummonhill.
All right, Mrs. Hummonhill. Now, we've got a lot of wonderful prizes for you and prizes that you'll take back. Where is your home? I didn't ask you that, did I?
Des Moines.
Des Moines, Iowa. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Well, now, look at these prizes. George, have we got the prizes here for
you? Sure have, Larry.
Now, first of all, Mrs. Hummonhill, do you have an automobile?
No, I don't.
Well, we've got four brand-new Sturdly tires for you, the double-sized for your automobile if you had one. Isn't that great?
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Now, do you have a pet canary at home?
No, I don't.
Well, could you get a pet canary?
Well,
I'll
try.
Wonderful. Okay. We've got, for a whole year, we'll deliver to your home any newspaper of your choice.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Now, where do you live? In a big house out there?
No, it's a very small efficiency apartment, one room with a little kitchen.
Well, listen to this. From the Flying Pan Ranch in Texas, we've got a team of wonderful workhorses that will be delivered to your apartment next week. Together with 3,000 yards of dental floss, a year's supply of plastic mandolin picks, and here's one that'll tickle you, a hair shirt for every member of your family.
Oh, I think that's
wonderful.
And
George, tell her what the big prize is to top it all off.
3 pounds of freshly ground hamburger.
Thanks, Mrs. Hummonhill, for being our thing for a day.
We're here every day, Monday through Friday, with Bob and Ray, so until next time, so long from Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding. Bob and Ray came to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.
Thank you.